Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
This is Bonnie Hill in Fort Mill, South Carolina. I just checked my checking account, and the bank also called me. I have two charges on there that I did not authorize from your number. One was $64.87. One was $69.87. And I absolutely did not authorize those.
Okay.
And now I'm overdrawn at the bank, and there is something wrong. The bank called me and told me to call you before they took any further steps.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Can I start off by having a zip code, please, so I can see if I can locate these charges for you?
Yes.
Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, I'm sorry. 29715.
Can you repeat that one more time? I apologize.
29715.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And just one brief hold while the database is loading.
Thank you.
No problem. Yes, ma'am. And can I have a first and last name again?
Hill, H-I-L-L.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And just for verification purposes, may I please have that shipping address?
1411 Meadowood Drive, Fort Mill, South Carolina, 29715.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see this account right here. What I'm going to do is place you on a very, very brief hold so I can go ahead and see what these charges are, okay?
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you.
We only focus on two solutions, whether it's a dental tooth, full denture, or dental implant. We have experienced dentists who can create a new smile just for you at a price that's affordable. We have an affordable denture and implant. We want to go ahead and smile.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Hill. I'm so sorry for that pause, that hold. But I do see here that you have our fitness watch, which answers incoming calls and track your steps and heart rate. Do you remember placing an order for these fitness watches?
I received that, and it was $19 and something, and I sent two different bands. That was paid for last month, I'm sorry. And on the ad, they said that was all the charges.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to go ahead and explain what happened to you because I do understand where you're coming from.
I did not order anything else after that. And it was supposed to have been some kind of a promotion, and I got it for that price. And then the lady took me off of the contest and was sending me back $44.40. Now, I did not authorize these two bank charges that are in there today, and I'm going to have that money back.
All right. Yes, ma'am. So I was trying to explain to you the 14-day trial. This was all listed in the terms and conditions, and that's why you were charged for those two products, because if you were actually signing up for a trial. So initially, you paid for the shipping and handling, as well as I see you have the, yes, the shipping and handling, and that's why you paid the $7.97 as well as the $6.97. Yes, ma'am. So you have 14 days to try out the product, and if you didn't like it, you had to call back in to go ahead and cancel so you wouldn't be charged the $69 or the $64.
Oh, no, that was not ever told to me. No, 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 no. Not at all.
Yes, ma'am.
That
those
was never said to me.
Yes. So they usually they're listed in the terms and conditions, and I know sometimes you have to click on it and it takes you to another window. So sometimes you can pay for the product and actually not see the terms and conditions. You have to actually make sure you click on it and go to that other window and read it.
I don't care what. I don't care. I did not authorize this, and I expect a refund. I am tired of this. I will take it to our local TV station, and they will broadcast it on the local news and get my money back if you don't refund it. And that way, then you will quit sending out this stuff falsely. I did not order it, and there was nothing authorizing me to do it.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. Before you hit confirm, you do have to agree to the terms and conditions. So technically, it was authorized and approved to go through. I do apologize.
I did not do it.
Okay, and I do understand.
What am I getting for that?
You get to keep these two products because they are paid for.
What products?
The fitness watch that you had ordered. Did you ever receive the product?
No, they canceled it.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
When I called in, they canceled it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and, because we do
and
monitor.
I was supposed to get $44 back from that, and I didn't get it.
Yes, ma'am.
They said, they would cancel it. They were supposed to cancel it a month ago. Well, I hadn't got my refund, so I called again, and on the 28th, they said, yes, I would get it from 5 to 7 business days. I still haven't got it back, and now these other two charges are on there.
Do you have the cancellation number so I can go ahead and see exactly why it wasn't canceled? If you have the cancellation number, I can definitely go ahead and refund you for these charges.
Where would I get a cancellation number? They didn't give me anything. That's how you take your money. They didn't give me anything. She said, yes, it would be canceled, and I would receive the money back. I didn't get an email. I didn't get anything, but it will be broadcast on our local TV station because I am sick and tired of people being treated like this when I did not order anything and I did not authorize it to come out of my account, and it was supposed to have been canceled way back weeks ago. And the lady told me again, I've called 3 different times. She said, yes, it was canceled and I would get the refund.
Yes,
and then it shows up again. Then it shows up again today. I am not gonna live with this. I am innocent. I did not do it. I did not authorize this. It was canceled, and I will, like I said, put it on WSOC TV Channel 9, and it will be blasted all over the newspapers. I am not doing this. I am 87 years old. And I am tired of being taken advantage of.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. And I can go ahead and we do monitor and record all our calls. I can go ahead and look into our records to see if I can pull up the call. And again, if I can and we hear that you're supposed to get a refund and you canceled, then I can go ahead and take care of this for you.
I want the refund.
Yes, ma'am.
I expect all the money back and everything canceled from your outfit that is nothing but a scam. And that's what will be told on TV as I present my case. And it will be in the newspapers and on TV. This is not right to take advantage of people like you are doing. And I expect that money back in there. And if you don't, and it's put on TV, then I will get a lot more money back than what you owe me right now. So I don't mean to be hateful. I just am tired of being taken advantage of when I did not do this.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand. Again, I definitely can go back and pull up the call where they said they was going to issue you a refund, so I can go ahead.
Oh, it won't be there. It won't be there. I grant you it won't be there. Because when I called before, no, I don't have anything here saying that. Oh, bull. Yes, they do. They know exactly what they do to people. And this is wrong. And I expect my refund back before I have to take this any further. I'm going to do it because the bank won't let me get by with this. They do protect their elderly. And they will not let me have to go through this. And this is 2 months that it's happened. Now, I'm done. And
okay.
I expect my refund.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Have
I can give you 35% back on both of those charges. Give you some money back and put into your account, okay?
You send it to my account, but I want the money back. Yes,
yes
I am taking it. All right. I appreciate that so much.
No problem.
After you send that, I expect the full amount.
Yes, ma'am. I'm offering back 35% because we're not supposed to give refunds, but I definitely want to help you. So I can give you 35% back on both of those charges, and I can tell you exactly how much you'll be getting back if you would like.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me know.
No problem. Just stay on the line, please, okay?
All right.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so what do we have here? We have that 6987 charge. 87. So, again, you'll be getting, well, one second. You never received the product at all. That's the part that I'm confused about. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I see a tracking number right here.
I didn't even know what I was supposed to get.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead.
It was all canceled.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that the product.
And that was to enter a contest. Go ahead.
I do see here that the product was delivered to your Fort Mill, South Carolina address that you provided on April 30th.
I did not receive it. I don't care where it went. I did not receive it, and I will dispute that with when my bank fixes up the papers. Now, you tell me how much I will be refunded.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and just bump that up to 50% back, okay? There's really no need for a dispute because I am trying to help you. So that money back, $64.87. And you're getting 50% back. So that's $32.44. And give me 1 second because you're going to get some more money back after that. So $32.44. Let me write that down. $2.44. And the $69.87 charge. $69.87. And 50%. That'll be another $34.94. And I'm just going to do some very quick math real quick. 3, 3 to 1, 6, 7. That would be a whole $67.38 back to your account. So it's like one of the charges were actually voided at that point. You'll get $67.38 back to your account.
Well, that's not even half.
That's almost
that
exactly
isn't even half.
half. That's more than half, because one of the charges was $64.87. So that means that whole $64.87 charge, you're getting all of that back, as well as some couple extra dollars.
But what do I get? Absolutely nothing except my checking account being overdrawn because you fraudulently took money out of my account when you weren't authorized. That's what I'm talking about. No,
yes,
it wasn't half.
Just because I did do the tracking and I see that it was delivered, I can offer you a reship on the product because it does say delivered. I'm not sure why you don't have it.
Not to me. Well, if you knew our mail system, you would understand. But still, I didn't get it. I didn't authorize anything to be sent to me. When I called, they canceled everything.
Yes, ma'am. So, again, like I said, I can go ahead and try to look up the call because I do promise that this call right now is being monitored and recorded as well. So if you spoke to someone before, we will have record of that call. And I can make sure I can give you all your money back if you were supposed to, if you did cancel the order already. So if you don't mind.
When she canceled the contest. I didn't even know I was in. I said, no, I don't want to be in a contest. She said, okay, then you're fine. They didn't cancel anything because $44.97 was taken out of my account and for nothing.
Did you speak to someone from this company, from this phone number? Or this was before you spoke to someone with the contest? Because we're not over the contest.
And now she said, that it would be sent out on the 28th. I got absolutely nothing.
Okay. Yes.
I need money in the bank today to let the bank know that somebody is working with me on the other end.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm definitely here to help you, and that's why I'm offering you a whole $67.38 back, $67.38. I can definitely press refund and make sure you get that as soon as possible.
But what about the other? What about the rest of it? I'm not depending on what you have there on your calls or what you're not. I'll let the bank deal with that. They have a good attorney. Because I didn't do this. Between the bank and the TV station, it's going to be money back to me. I don't want anything more than what was taken out of my account. But I do want all this stuff reported because it is not right. And they have things on there every day. And I'm sure they would be happy to report mine also.
All right. Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to just go ahead and give you this full refund, okay? Because I do understand that you never received the product, and I'm trying to help you as best as I can. So I'm going to go ahead and issue a full refund, okay?
If you will do that today so the bank won't have to call, the bank was going to have their attorney to get in touch with the TV station because I am not. I'm honest, and they know it. I've dealt with the bank for 21 years, and they know it, and they know how I've been taken advantage of, and I'm not going to put up with it, and they won't let me put up with it either. So if you would do that immediately, I will call the bank right now and tell them that you are taking care of my refund.
Yes, ma'am. I can assure you that I just refunded both of these charges. You will see it in 3 to 5 business days. We don't handle how fast.
No, it's not going to be 3 to 5 business days.
We are not in charge of how fast you get the refund, ma'am.
I do not have money in my account because of these two charges. I need the bank to know that in good faith you're going to send that money.
Yes, ma'am. It says right here, refund on my end for both of those charges. We don't control how fast the refund comes to your account because that is something to do with the bank and everything else of that nature. We only get control of giving your money back. I just refunded both of it. I can't guarantee it'll be back in your account today because, again, we don't have control over how fast it comes back to your account.
I'm going to call them right now and tell them just to hold off that it is on the way.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And I hope they will go along with that because I don't want to get anyone in any trouble or make a big issue out of it. But the bank said they were absolutely tired of this. Especially when it caused me to be overdrawn and I didn't know what I ordered. They were going to check on it and they told me to call you first. So I did, and if you're going to refund my money, that's all I ask.
Yes, ma'am. I can assure you that it is refunded. So, yes, you will be getting the $64.87 as well as the $69.87 back to your account.
Thank you. Thank
no
you
problem.
Very much.
I am sorry to cause you this stress. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Take a deep breath. It's okay.
No, it isn't funny because I have had 2 strokes. And I don't feel good over this.
Yes, ma'am. And I want you to relax. It's okay. Just take a deep breath.
That's what my bank knows. And these charges that I don't authorize, they know that my mind is fine. I don't have anything wrong except my blood pressure. And they know I've had 2 TIAs. And when this stuff happens, then it could bring on another one. And I don't want that to happen, and neither do they. And
yes,
I'm not going to put up with this stuff anymore.
Please take a deep breath, okay? It's all right.
You
got your money, okay? And I wish you well. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.